Okay, good morning. Thank you all very much for joining and for learning with us. Daf Hayomi, Masechet Beitza. We're up to Daf Yud Tes. We were on the top of the page here on Yud Tes Amud Aleph. What we discussed a lot on Shabbos is that there is a rabbinic prohibition against toveling, immersing an impure utensil in a mikvah on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. We saw four different explanations for this rabbinic prohibition. Maybe if somebody would be allowed to immerse a utensil in a mikvah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, a person might actually carry the utensil in a Rishus HaRabim in a public domain. Second possibility, if a person would be allowed to immerse Tameh utensils in a mikvah on Shabbos or Yom Tov, so then we're worried that people might start immersing clothing in mikvahs that are tamei, and then they would wring out the clothing. And wringing out the clothing would already be the malacha of malabein, of doing laundry. The third possibility why you can't immerse a tamei utensil in a mikvah on Shabbos or Yom Tov, is that if somebody were to immerse a utensil, would be allowed to immerse a utensil. Oh, thank you so much. I can hold it.
Put this.
Try to
put it this way.
Oh, okay, easier this way. Thank you.
Hold it like this.
Okay, great. Thank you. So another possibility in terms of why a person can't immerse a utensil on Shabbos would be that if you had the option of Shabbos, you might delay. You'll say, oh, I'll do it on Shabbos. And then you'll end up using tamei utensils on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. And finally, the most popular reason why you can't immerse a utensil on Shabbos or Yom Tov, which is tamei, is that it looks like you're fixing things. It's kimitake mana. So those were the four ideas that we saw yesterday on Daf Yud Ches. And now let's start with the question of what about when you have a suffix? We know that when the sun sets until the stars come out, that period of time is called Bein Hashmashos, twilight zone. So that period of time is treated as a suffix. Maybe it's today, maybe it's tomorrow, we're not sure. So what about immersing utensils during Bein Hashmashos, let's say on a Friday night or on a Saturday night, from the period of time of sunset until the stars come out, would you be allowed to immerse tamei utensils? So Tanna Rabbanan looked at Braisa. We're on Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Kli shenitma me'erev Yom Tov. If the utensil became tamei before Yom Tov, ein matbilin oso Bein Hashmashos. You can't immerse it in a mikvah after sunset, prior to the appearance of the stars. Because that period of time between the sunset, the Shkia, and the Tzeta Kochavim, and the stars coming out, that's a period which is a Safek. So it may be Erev Yom Tov, it may be the day that we're in, maybe it's already the next day. So it may already be Yom Tov. So that's a Chiddush here, right? Because normally you'd say, well, you have an Issa D'Rabbanan, and you have a period of suffix, a suffix drabana lakula. When we have a doubt about a rabbinic law, we can be lenient. But here's the new idea that no, this prohibition of immersing tamei utensils, for whatever the reason was, to keep people away from doing laundry, or keep people away from carrying, or keep people from fixing things, or to, you know, make sure that people have a certain pressure to make sure everything's prepared before Yom Tov, it's so important that it'll even be applicable during the situation of suffix. And during Bein Hashmashos also, you cannot immerse utensils.
Reb Shimon, you cannot.
Reb Shimon Shizuri Omer, Reb Shimon Shizuri says, Af b'chol ein matvilin oso. If we see somebody going to the mikvah with his tamei utensils, with his utensils that are impure, and he wants to put them into the mikvah after sunset, we would stop him. Why? Because the verse says, "Uva Hashem." We have this very beginning of Shas, the Tafes and the Beis of the Sechta Brachos. The verse says, "Uva Hashemesh v'Toher." The sun will come in, And then he becomes pure. It's not enough to go to the mikveh. You also have to wait for the sun to come in, the sun to set, for the purity to happen. So he says, if somebody is immersing utensil now during Bein Hashemashos, this guy is probably immersing it. He's going to use it right away. But there's a suffix here. Maybe it's today, the 13th of Tishrei. Maybe it's already tomorrow, the 14th of Tishrei. And if you need to wait for Harif Shemesh, you need to wait till tomorrow's stars coming out. You need to wait till the end of the 14th, till you have Harif Shemesh. This guy's not going to wait if he's doing it now. So we wouldn't let him do it even during the week. The Tanakhama, so the Gemara says, I understand the first opinion. He allows somebody to tovel things during Bein Hashemashos, Leboy Harif Shemesh. Does he not require that when you immerse something in the mikveh, you need to have the stars come out afterwards for the thing to become pure? Amar Rava, Rava explained, this is a question of how do we assess the behavior that people are doing. Ashkechetinu l'rabbanan debei Rav, I've met the rabbis in the yeshiva, the Yatvi v'kami, they were sitting and saying, v'machshavton ikeres mitoch maisav kamiflagi. The argument is, do we know a person based on his actions? Can we say that we can make an assessment of how knowledgeable this person is and how careful this person is based on what he's doing? Hey chidami, what's the case? The case of this braisa is going to nakat mana biyadiv rahit. This guy takes a utensil in his hand and he's running. Vazil ben hashmashas litbulin. He's running as the sun is setting, running to go tovel. Marsa varsa, one opinion holds. Haidekaroid vazil. If a guy is running, that means that he's trying to get it done now. Why does he want to get it done now? Because the sun is setting. So it must be maybe the idea of the boy Harif Shemesh, because he realizes that you need to get the item into the mikveh during the day, and then you need to wait till the stars come out. So he's running to get it in. So okay, he knows that the stars have to come out. So now that he arrived late, he arrived after it's already really not certainly day, it's a suffix time, he's going to know, okay, now maybe it's 13th, maybe it's 14th, I have to wait till the stars come out of the 14th. However, Umar Sav, the other opinion holds, he might be running because he just is pressed for time. He's got a lot of work to do. So, since he's running because he's pressed for time, he may not be aware of the halacha, and therefore, if he's not aware of the halacha, he might think that if he tovled it, it's okay, even though he only tovled it during Bein Hashemashos, so he really needs to wait now for the Tzeis HaKochavim of the following day, and he's not going to wait, and therefore, we have to stop him during the week, too. So that's what Rava said he had heard from the rabbis. Rava responded to them, if a guy is running, everybody agrees, a guy who's running to the mikvah as the sun is going down, certainly he can tovel his utensils during the week because he's aware of halacha. If he's aware of halacha, he's not going to make a mistake and use it when it's still tame. Ki pligi, the argument is about the following case. Itmi, the pachas mikadasha. A guy had a utensil, and the utensil became tame when it touched a rodent that was smaller than the size of a lentil. Vasal kamed rabbanan lishiyule, and he comes in front of the rabbis and he asks, the pachas mikadasha itmi olo. If my ivory utensil became tame because it touched something which was less than a lentil, is the utensil tame or not? So Mar Savar, again, one opinion, that's the opinion of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Shizuri, Midohalo Gamer. If a guy doesn't know a basic law of Hilchos Taros, he doesn't know a basic law that Sheretz only creates tumah when it's the size of Kadash, the size of a lentil, if he doesn't know that basic law, Harif Shemesh Nami Lo Gamer. He also doesn't know another law. He doesn't know that putting something into the mikvah is not enough. You also need to wait till the stars come out. So if you put it into the mikvah during Bein Hashemashos, he's going to start using it right away. The stars haven't come out of what might be the real day here. It might be the next day. So, therefore, we're not going to let him do this even during the week. Well, Mar Savar, one holds, no. Ha'udulo gamir. All right, if he comes during the week, we'll let him tovel into the mikvah. Okay, he doesn't know the laws of Kadasha. However, Harif Shemesh gamir, but the law that you need to have the stars come out after you went to the mikvah to make the purity, that he'll know. He'll know that. That's not such a crazy law. That's not so unusual. And therefore, we would let him do it during the week. Just on Shabbos, we would, Bein Hashemashos of Shabbos or Bein Hashemashos of Yom Tov, we won't let him go to the mikvah because it's suffik, and it might be Shabbos or Yom Tov, not Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, the Tovel things in the mikvah. Yeah, question, Baruch.
If a baby boy is born during the suffik time.
Yes.
So they have two choices for Brit Milah
Day. Oh, very nice, right? Very good. So if a baby boy is born during the suffik time, so then he does not do the Brit on day 8, he does the Brit on day 9.
Next day.
Right. You have to be confident that it is at least past the 8th day.
Right.
And then, if he was born on a Friday, Ben Hashmashos, he would not do the bris on Shabbos. Because only the bris on the 8th day overrules Shabbos, not a bris on the 9th day. He won't do it on Shabbos, do it the next day.
So then it becomes 10 days.
Whatever it takes. All right, so we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, an argument to Mishamein Beis Hillel about if you have Shabbos, then Yom Tov, can a person who needs to make himself pure for Yom Tov, can he go to the mikvah on Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Tov? So now the Mishnah said, they all agree, though, that Matvilin Migav Legav. You can go to the mikvah, you can put things into the mikvah on Shabbos, when it's from one purpose to another purpose, or from one chabura to the other chabura. He was part of one chabura, now he wants to join another chabura. So Gemara's going to explain why. So it's, what's the reason? The rabbis made a decree. They said, don't put, you know, utensils that are tameh into a mikvah on Shabbos. For one of the four reasons. Right? Because you might carry them, you might it might lead you to do laundry, it might, it looks like you're fixing something, it's you know, people might delay if they could put things into the mikvah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and they'll have tummy things around. The truma is going to become tummy, right? Whatever the reason was. So, but the nature of the rabbinic law was, don't be metahir something. Don't say, take something which is tummy, make it tahor on Shabbos. That's the final reason, the reason that's the one that's accepted in the halacha, Rava's reason. It looks like metakin mana. It looks like you're fixing something. This was not usable, now you made it usable. So it looks like you're fixing something. Yeah, but if it already was usable, you're doing something which is just rinsing, it doesn't really have any halachic difference, then that's okay. That's all right then, because you're not really changing it. Rinsing something out, it's already fine. And you're rinsing it, it's okay. So that's what the Gemara says. So Tanu Rabbanan, Gedolei Braisa, Ketzei Migav L'Gav. What does it mean? You are allowed to immerse it from one purpose for another purpose. So let's say like this. Harotze Lasos Gito Algav Kado. He had purified his utensils because he wanted to use them for olive making, for making olive oil. And now he says, instead of using these utensils that I just took to the mikvah to make the olive oil, I'm going to use these utensils to make wine. Or Kado Algav Gito. Where he had made the utensils pure to use them in making wine. Now he says, I want to use them in making olive oils. I want to now put them into the mikvah again. It's tahor already. So to put something which is tahor into the mikvah, that you can do on Shabbos. Because that's not accomplishing anything. In his mind, it's something. It's a new purpose. I have to take to the mikvah again. But that's not true. Halachically, it's fine already. What does it mean? He's allowed to go to the mikvah when he wants to shift from one group to another group. Let's say he was part of a group that had brought a Korban Pesach and he's eating this Korban Pesach. Right? He had utensils that were tummy. He put them into the mikvah in order to eat them with the Korban Pesach. And now he wants to go to another group and eat with them. So he's allowed to go to that other group without going to the mikvah because he's already tahor. So if he says, oh, I'm going to be machmer myself. I'm going to put my utensils into the mikvah a second time because now I'm eating with a second group. Okay, so he's eating with a second group. He wants to go into the mikvah a second time. That immersion is not accomplishing anything. It already is tahor. So an immersion that doesn't accomplish anything is certainly not prohibited and is allowed on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yeah, question.
As far as
correct.
So if it's your first time using a kli,
if you have a kli that was owned by a Gentile or made by a Gentile and you got it, so now you need to put it into the mikvah before you use it.
But if it's tameh, you do not need to make it. just for the going ones, this transition.
Yeah, you don't have to make a bracha when you put things into the mikvah that are tameh.
You would be able to make the bracha if it's your first time, even if the intent is to use it for something else. For a new kli, it's different, right? It's just from tameh to.
Right, a new kli, there's a mitzvah of tefilas kelim.
So that you would not be able to do anymore.
You can't do that on Yom Tov. New kli, now you're going to be able to use it. Question.
If the clay is sold to a Jew before Shabbat or Yom Tov,
that's very good. He still has to take it to the mikvah before he uses it.
Take it to the mikvah or not?
Yeah, any utensil you get from a non-Jew.
Jewish now,
doesn't matter, it was made by a non-Jew.
So from day one,
once a non-Jew makes it, yeah, if a Jew made it, yeah, if you go to some Israeli Jewish, you know, metal foundry and they're manufacturing and all the employees are Jewish and they're making Kiddush cups or whatever, that you don't need to put into the mikvah. But I mean, nowadays, unfortunately, they buy it all from China, so you have to put it into the mikvah, even if it has a Jewish label on it. No, it's not as bad as wine. It just can't be made by a non-Jew.
And that's for glass as well.
Glass and metal. Yeah. Says the Mishnah, Beishamay Omrim. Now a new topic. We have this in Masechet Chagiga as well. Beishamay say that on Yom Tov, Mevi'in Shlamim, Ve'in Somchan Aleim. You're allowed to bring a Karban Shlamim because the Karban Shlamim is eaten by the owner. It's not burned in its entirety. But Beisham, I say, since there is an Issur D'Rabbanan of using animals, leaning on animals, you can't do the mitzvah of smicha. You can't do the mitzvah of leaning on the head of the animal when you bring it. Avalo olos. But that's what you have. Karbanos ola. Even these are karbanos ola of Yom Tov, the olas re'iya, where the Torah says, don't appear before me empty-handed. You can't bring it on Yom Tov. You have to bring it after Yom Tov. Because the Ola is not eaten by the person, and therefore, Beis Shammai hold, it's not within the category of Lachem, that which is for you. And therefore, you can't bring it on Yom Tov. However, Beis Hillel disagree. Maybe in Shlamim ve'Olos, Beis Hillel hold, you can bring Shlamim, you can bring Olos. This Som Chenaleim, Beis Hillel holds, also you're allowed to do Smicha on Karbanos that you brought on Yom Tov. Amar Ula said, the Gemara Ula said, Machlokes Bishalmei Chagiga. The argument is about whether you can do smicha on Shalmei Chagiga and Olas Re'iyah Likarev. And the argument is about bringing an Olas Re'iyah. Bishalmei Savri, Bishalmei Hold, since the Pasuk says, V'chagosim oso chag la'Hashem, and you are to celebrate it as a holiday to Hashem. That's to say, chagiga in. You can bring chag, things that are chagigas, namely shlamims, celebratory sacrifices. But olas re'iyah, but the carbon that you have to bring, the ola, the carbon which is burnt in its entirety because of the pasuk v'lo yaroh pan ayrekam, a face shouldn't be seen empty-handed. Lo, that's not brought. Beis Hillel holds. Beis Hillel disagrees. Since it says v'chagosim oso chag l'Hashem, l'Hashem means kodo l'Hashem, anything which is for Hashem, even the olos. Okay, but that's only about when it's a Yom Tov obligation. Chagiga is a Yom Tov obligation, olos re'iyah is a Yom Tov obligation. Avol nedar mudadavos. But a guy who says, I'm going to bring a karban because Baruch Hashem, my child got better. And he promises a karban to Hashem. It doesn't have to be on Yom Tov. Now, it's more convenient for him to bring it on Yom Tov because he's in Yerushalayim already for Aliyah L'Regel. But it's not a Yom Tov obligation that he could have brought at other times. So that certainly you can't violate Yom Tov for. Divrei HaKol, everybody agrees, and crave from Yom Tov, that can't be brought on Yom Tov.
But if he has to leave Yerushalayim, and it's the last second he's there, he could do it, no?
Not on Yom Tov.
So he has to wait in the...
Come back. Non-Yom Tov Karbanot. The Yom Tov Karbanot he brings, but the non-Yom Tov Karbanot. Shlamim that don't have to do with Yom Tov, not. The Shlamim of Yom Tov, the Shalmei Chagiga, that he brings.
That he brings.
Yeah.
Okay.
also taught this. Nedarim and Nedavos, different donations, whether it's a donation that was put on the person, he said, Harei Olai, on me is an obligation, or Nedava, it's a particular donation, he said, Harei Zu, this is consecrated, and can even be Yom Tov, it cannot be brought on Yom Tov. Meis Veil challenges. Amar Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Reb Shimon ben Elazar said in a Braisa, Lo nechku b'sham b'sil ola, she'ena shel Yom Tov, she'ena kreven b'Yom Tov. Both Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that when you have an Ola that's not a Yom Tov obligation, it's not brought on Yom Tov. Well, Shlamim, Shein Shel Yom Tov, Shekrevim Be Yom Tov, and the Shlam of Yom Tov, everybody agrees, are brought on Yom Tov. Alma Nechlik, what is the argument about? Al Ola, Shishol Yom Tov, an Ola of Yom Tov, Val Shlamim, Shein Shel Yom Tov, and on a Shlamim that doesn't belong to the Yom Tov. Beit Shammai Yom Lo Yav, Beit Shammai say he can't bring it, Beis Hillel Yom Yavi. So it says he could bring it. So here you see explicitly not like what we said. Here we're saying that Beis Hillel say you could bring shlamim that aren't of Yom Tov. That means Nedarim and Nedavos could be brought. As the Gemara treats Veimach, you have to change the gear some. Reb Shimon Elazar, Reb Shimon Elazar said, Lo nechku b'sham Beis Hillel al olo shlamim she'enan shel Yom Tov. She'enan k'even b'Yom Tov. Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that if you have an olo that's not an Yom Tov obligation, or a shlamim that's not a Yom Tov obligation, it can't be brought on Yom Tov. Al shlamim she'en shel Yom Tov, she'enan b'Yom Tov. When you have shlamim that are Yom Tov obligations, like Shalmei Chagiga, they are brought on Yom Tov. Alma Nechleku, what's the argument? Al Ola, Sheishal Yom Tov. The argument is about the Ola Sri'iya, the Ola, which is a Yom Tov obligation. Beishami says, Lo Yavi, you can't bring it because it's an Ola. Beisil says, you can bring it. Why do Beisil say you can bring it? Because it's Lashem, it's one of Hashem's obligations on Yom Tov. Rav Yosef said, Tanoi Shakalta Me Alma, you've got to take out the whole idea of Machlokas Tanayim. Tanai, it's a machlokas tanai. The time is when did a brisa. Shlam abayim machmas yom tov, be yom tov. Shlam that are brought because of yom tov, namely shalmei chagiga, shalmei simcha. They're brought on yom tov. They are a yom tov obligation. So beshamei omrim, beshamei say, according to this brisa, somech aleim erev yom tov. You can't do the smicha on yom tov, so you do the smicha before yom tov. But b'shami agree, b'shoch them on Yom Tov, you can certainly slaughter them on Yom Tov, it's going to be edible, so that you can do on Yom Tov. But b'shil say no, so mechalem b'yom Tov, that the Yisud Rabbanan of smicha does not apply, it can be so mechalem on Yom Tov. B'shoch them on Yom Tov, and you can do the shechita on Yom Tov. Aval, however, now turning to the Testament days, Aval nedarim nedavos, but Karbanos that were promised from before Yom Tov, they're not necessarily an obligation of the Yom Tov. Debre Yaakov, everybody agrees. Ain't craving be Yom Tov. Can't be brought on Yom Tov. That's what Ula was agreeing with. Ani Tanai, now, the following Tanai, Kiani Tanai, I like the following Tanai, the Tanai we're going to Braisa. Ei Mevi'en Todah B'chaga Matzos. You're not, you can't bring a carbon toda. Carbon toda is an animal together with 40 loaves. 30 of them are matzah. 10 of them are chametz. You can't bring it on Pesach. Because you can't bring chametz on Pesach. Lo batzeres. You can't bring it on Shavuos either. Because Shavuos is a Yom Tov. And a toda is not a Yom Tov obligation. It's not the Yom Tov obligates you in the Toda. It's a neder, it's a promise. So you can't go delay it to Yom Tov. Avo maybe Adam Todas b'chaga Sukkos. But a person could bring his Toda on Sukkis, because Sukkis has Chol HaMoed. It's on Chol HaMoed, you can bring it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says no. Since the Pasuk says, b'chaga Matzos b'chaga Shavuos b'chaga Sukkos, the Torah links Mat Pesach. Shavuos with Sukkis, that tells you like this, called Shavuot B'chag HaMatzos, those carbonos that can be brought during Pesach, but B'chag HaShavuos can be brought on Shavuos or on Sukkis. B'chag Shavuot B'chag HaMatzos, but those that cannot be brought on Pesach, you know, but B'chag HaShavuos and B'chag HaSukkos, those that can't be brought on Sukkis or Shavuos. And Blessed Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Blessed Rabbi Shimon says, maybe Adam told us B'chag HaSukkos, a person can bring his toda on Sukkis, even though it's Nedarim and Nedavos. And according to Rabbi Shimon, a person could fulfill his his obligation of Shalmei Simcha with this. But he can't use the Todah to fulfill the obligation of Chagiga, because once he had the Yeshua, he came through the desert, he came out of the ocean, right? The four reasons why you bring a carbon Todah. Got out of jail, he was sick and he recovered. So once he has the Yeshua, once he was saved, he has an obligation of a Todah. We have a rule, Ein davar shebechova ba elam enachulin. When you have another obligation, you can't use one obligation to fulfill a different obligation. So you can't say, well, I have an obligation of Shalmei Chagiga, I'm going to use my Todah to fulfill my Shalmei Chagiga obligation. You can't double it up. Each one has to be done separately. The Todah has to be done, the Shalmei Chagiga has to be done. So, Amar Mar, we just learned in this Braisa, Ein nevi'in Todah b'chag ha-matzos. You can't bring a Todah during Pesach, b'pnei chametz shebak, because the Todah has 10 loaves of chametz. Sheet, of course. Amar Rav Adah b'Rei Rav Yitzchak, Rav Adah the son of Rav Yitzchak said, Rav Adah the say, Rav Shmuel Bar Abba said, Ha'cha b'ar ba'asar askinan. Here we're actually talking about an Erev Pesach. You can't bring the Todah on Erev Pesach, because he holds, you're not allowed to bring a carbon in such a way that there's going to be an artificial limitation of when you can eat it. So normally you can eat a Todah the day you brought it in the next night. But if you're going to bring your carbon Todah on Erev Pesach, you're only going to have 4 hours to eat it, because already in the fourth, after the fourth hour, you can't eat chametz. So to bring something, let's say, in the morning, and now create this limitation, and now you have only less time to eat it. Less time, more of it's going to become pasul. Because more of it's not going to be eaten, more of it's going to become noser. That you're not allowed to do. All right, so that's the first part of the braisa. Then the braisa says, lo batzeres. You can't bring the Todah on Shavuos, b'pnei shu yom tov, because Shavuos is yom tov. So apparently this Tana holds, kasav, nadar, nadar, it's going to be yom tov. The things that were promised from before yom tov, so they are not a yom tov obligation, can't be brought on yom tov. Then the braisa says, well, maybe adam todas v'chagas sukos. A person, according to the Tanakh, can bring his Todah on Sukkos. Amos. Now, what day of Sukkos? Either it be Yom Tov Atzmo, if it's on Yom Tov. You just said you can't bring the Todah on Shavuos because it's Yom Tov, so you wouldn't be able to bring the Todah on Sukkos when it's Yom Tov. You're right, on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Shimon says, in the Braisa, since the Torah says, so it compares the three Yom Tovim to each other. Those things that you could be bringing Pesach time, that's what you could bring on Shavuos and Sukkos. But the Todah you can't bring on Erev Pesach and on Pesach, can't be brought either on Shavuos or Sukkos. So one second. So Reb Zeira asked a question on Reb Shimon. You're allowed to go on Chol HaMoed and cut down a forest if you need to. If you need to cut down a forest, you can go cut down trees and make a bonfire with it. But you're not allowed on Chol HaMoed to bring things that you promised that you were going to bring before, like Karban Todah and Neder and Adav, but you can't do that on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to cut down a forest, you can't do this. Abaya said like this. No, on Chol HaMoed, everybody agrees you could bring Nedarim and Nedavos. Ki pligi, the whole argument is about a different issue. The argument is, Lemekam alei b'bal ta'acher. Would somebody be violating b'al ta'acher if he didn't bring his carbon Todah over the holiday? So he was saying, if you have a carbon Todah, if you don't bring it by Shavuos, by Sukkos, if you don't bring it by Sukkos, you're going to be done. You're going to violate Baal Ta'acher. So you're not going to be able to bring it on Pesach. You're not going to be able to bring it on Shavuos. You better bring it on Sukkos, because otherwise you're going to be violating Baal Ta'acher. So according to the Tanakh, you violate Baal Ta'acher even if the three holidays are out of order. Let's say he made his promise of bringing a Karban Zoda before Sukkis. He didn't bring it on Sukkis. Now he can't bring it Pesach. Now he can't bring it Shavuos. So now he's going to violate Baal Tzachir, unless he makes a separate trip to Yerushalayim to bring it. So that's what he's saying. You better do it on Sukkis. The Tanakama, so the Tanakama holds. This is the Machlokas in Rosh Hashanah. Shalosh Shugalam Rachmana. Hashem says you have to bring your Karban within a short time frame. Otherwise, you violated Baal Tzachir. Don't be late with it. So you violate Baal Tzachir when three festivals go by, if you wish Lokas Sijan, even if they're not in order. Therefore, he says you better bring it on Sukkot. Reb Shimon Savar, Reb Shimon holds no. Kesijan in, Shalok Kesijan lo. Reb Shimon holds that you only violate Baal Tzachir if you had a Pesach, then Shavuos, and then a Sukkot without offering the Karban. So therefore, if let's say you only made the promise of bringing the Toda before Sukkot, he has quite a bit of time. He's got Sukkot, then he's going to have Pesach, Shavuos, and then the next Sukkot till he violates Baal Tzachir. Reb Shimon is saying, whatever. Reb Shimon is saying, Rashi explains, Kol Shabbat b'chag ha-matzos, anything that could be brought on Pesach. In other words, and if he made a promise before Pesach, and he should have been bringing it on Pesach, then it's also b'chag ha-shavuos or b'chag ha-sukkos. Then he has also shavuos or sukkos to bring it, and that's it. He doesn't have more time after that. But kol she'eino b'chag ha-matzos, but something which isn't brought on Pesach. In other words, he doesn't have to bring it on Pesach. He only promised to bring it after Pesach. Then he doesn't have to bring it on Shavuos or on Sukkos. He has time until the next Sukkos, because he has to have three holidays in their order. So Shimon Savar Kesidrin in Shalok Kesidrin Lo. And Rabbi Lezer, the son of Rabbi Shimon holds, he said, May vi Adam Todas b'chag ha-Sukkos. Okay, so that's what he's saying. Now, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon says, Maybe on the Todas b'Chag HaSukkos, a person can bring his Todah on Sukkos. Amos, when is that? Elim b'Chol Shel Moed, if he's saying on Chol Moed, Hayde Tanakama, you said that's the same thing as the Tanakama. Elim b'Yom Tov, must be he's saying on Yom Tov. He apparently is adding that you can bring your Todah on Yom Tov. Because he apparently holds Kasav Nedarim Nedavos, Craven b'Yom Tov, that a promise of a Karban, as long as it's a Shlamim, or a Todah, something which is edible, that can be brought even on Yom Tov. So that's what we have here. Finally, we got to the point. We have now Machlokas Tanayim, whether Nedarim and Nedavos can be brought on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, why did Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon only mention he can bring it on Sukkos? Answer the Gemara, the Tameh is being consistent with his own view. The Tanya, as we learned in a Brisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, when we talk about the Shalosh Regalim in regards to Baal Tzachir, the Torah didn't have to mention Sukkos because that's what the Torah was talking about. Loma Namar, why was it mentioned? Loma Shazeh Achron, to say that it has to be Sukkos is the last of the three. And then if you had the three holidays go in order with Pesach, Shavuos, and then Sukkos, it's violating Baal Tzachir. However, blessed be Shimon Omer, Loma Shazeh Gorein. It's to say that just if you made a promise and you had Sukkos and you didn't bring your carbon yet, that is the violation of Baal Tzachir. Right, then we looked in the Brisa of Yotzei Ba Mishum Simcha. With your Todah, you could fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha, because the mitzvah of Simcha is to have meat of a carbon, so it can be meat of the Todah carbon too. Then Yotzei Ba Mishum Chagiga, you wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah of Chagiga with it. Of course, the Gemara says, Pshita, Davar Shebechovu. There's an obligation of Chagiga. B'chol Davar Shebechovenu Ba'elam Enachulin. We went to Meseches in Meseches Chagiga, from the word Misas, it said in regards to Maaser Sheni, you can't fulfill obligations with things that are obligated for something else. The answer is like this. The Chiddush is the following. Afagav the Parish. Even if when he first dedicated the Todah, he said he was going to use it for the Chagiga, it still doesn't work. Rish Lakish had asked Rabbi Yochanan this question. Oh, my real life Todah, Vedibo Yidei Chagiga. Guy who says, here's my animal, it's a Todah, and I'm going to use it as a Chagiga. I need an obligation to bring a Todah, and I'll use it for a Chagiga obligation. Arini Nazir, I'm the Nazir, and at the moment of making the Nedir to be a Nazir, he said, V'agaleach mimos ma'aser sheni. I'm going to shave my hair and bring the karbanos nazirus with monies of my sasheni. Ma, what's the halacha? So he said, listen, it doesn't matter, even if that was his initial promise. Nadur, he has to bring the todah, he has to become a nazir. Eino yotze, he can't use the chagiga for, he can't use it for chagiga. Nazir, he's a nazir, and he can't use the money of my sasheni for the karbanos, because again, we have the rule, whatever's an obligation, it can only come from things that are optional. It can't come from that which is already obligated for something else.